Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Gordon here, KY6V for South Cars. Welcome to the outreach program sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This program has been established to help those wishing to learn and become proficient with the International Morse Code. This will be an in-depth course pertaining to what one should know when studying the code for code proficiency. This course will be conducted with two sessions weekly, which will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 0000 Zulu, each Tuesday, and at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each Sunday evening. For those that are already capable and wish either to have a refresher course or would like to just listen, please contact to our SCARS server at either Echolink node number 96140 or IRLP node 9614. For those who are interested in attending, please contact Mike, KD0CDQ, that's Charlie Delta Quebec, via email at VOIP at VOIPnet.southcars.com. To enroll in the class and be given directions as to study material required and the manner you will be connecting into the course. Let me buy a nickel here and recharge everybody's timers. Should anyone take issue to some of the procedural statements made, and in keeping with not interrupting the class in session, please convey your comments or suggestions to the outreach program at VOIP at VOIPnet.southcars.com. Excuse me. Do we have any emergency or out of the ordinary business that needs to be handled before we start this evening? If so, call now, please. Okay, hearing nada, my name is Gordon. Call is KY6V, Kilo Yankee 6 Victor. And I'll be your moderator instructor for this evening. I'm being backed up by Paul, Mr. Connecticut, WQ1I, who will be riding with us this evening for the duration and is also going to be riding with me as shotgun this coming Tuesday's class as well. At this point, let me take one more re-timer set up and we'll get started for the evening. KY6V for South Cars. Okay. What we normally do on our first class, guys and gals, is we ask a couple of questions to try and get acquainted. We're going to try to find out, you know, where your experience level may be and where your equipment is available to you and so on and so forth. So the first question I'm going to ask, and I'm going to be calling on those that are known to be connected to us this evening. We have 17 registered stations, and I'm not sure how many of those are connected at this point. Let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, probably 10 to 12 out of the 17. I hope the rest will be checking in shortly. I want to ask each of you the following question, so you may want to make some notes on this. Are you brand new to code, or have you had some exposure? That's question number A. Question number B, do you have an HF receiver and code oscillator? Question C, will your timing support 2 hours of class time per week and 15 minutes each day through the week for private study? And D, have you downloaded the class material and are you somewhat comfortable with what is there? Okay, I'm going to read over that real quickly, and then I'm going to start on a roll call. Kathy, stand by. You're number one on the list here. I think this list is not necessarily in alphabetical order, but by the way that the students register, so that's the way we're going to be calling it. Questions are you brand new to code, or have you had some exposure? Next question, do you have an HF receiver and code oscillator? Next question, will your timing support 2 hours of class time per week and 15 minutes each day through the week for private study? And the last question, have you downloaded the class material and are you somewhat comfortable with what you see there? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with our net manager, K6SUN. Hello, Kathy, and thanks for being there. Over.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and good evening to everyone. And I see we've had a lot of more students connect, and that's just great. But my name is Kathy, and my call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And Gordon, along with me, are the clauses, and they will probably be with me today, and who knows, maybe throughout the course. But they're listening in the background. But I'm not new to the code. This is my third year, and I'm taking it as a refresher course. And as you well know the letters and the numbers and the commas. It's just I have sort of problems with receiving and sending, but I want the refresher course. And yes, I do have the receiver and the oscillator. And yes, my timing will support the 2 hours and the 15 minutes each day through the week for private study, which I usually do, as I've told you in the past, on my way to work. I think that answers all the questions, so I'll turn it back to you. And the classes say they are very new to this, but they can use my oscillator and my receiver, and they will be able to, you know, they have plenty of time, the 2 hours and the 15 minutes, but they are absolutely new to the class. So I'll turn it back to you, KY6B. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6B here for Sathcars. We're very pleased to have the clauses with us this evening. I knew this was going to happen because of being part and parcel of the Santa Express program that we had there on the 24th of December. But sounds like you're in good shape. I'm going to move over to David, W3JDH. David and I have been talking quite a bit here over the last week. And I think I'm pretty familiar how you're going about this, Dave, but what have you got to say, and good evening to you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Gordon. W3JDH here. I have had some exposure in that I started to work on code about a year ago using the ARRL code CDs, as well as the G4FON Koch method. I pretty much know the letters given enough time to think about it. Some of them come automatically, some of them don't. Trying to pull code out of a received message has been very difficult for me. As you know, I'm doing EchoLink through my Droid phone because I'm going to be away from the shack for the majority of the instructions. I'm good on the schedule, and I'm good on the instructions material. So back to you, KY6V, W3JDH.
That's great, Dave. Thank you. Just tickle pink to have you with us, sir. And we're starting off in grand manner here. Both Kathy is prepared with the equipment and direction, and it sounds like you are as well. Thank you, Dave. I'm going to go on to George here, KW4LCB, good friend of mine up there in Orange City. How say you, Mr. T? Over. I see down in the text box that he has a house full of people. Must be guests that have dropped in. George, one more time. I can come back to you, sir. Over. All right. Let me put a question mark next to George and roll on to Andy over there in the UK. Certainly have you... happy to have you representing the United Kingdom, sir. M3WAV, come aboard, Andy. Do you need any refreshing of the questions that were asked? Over.
I think I've got everything about there, Gordon. M3WAV from here in the UK. I've got the oscillator, but unfortunately I've not got with me tonight. Stupid, my fault. Never mind. As for the 2 hours a week, yes, there's no problem. I've arranged the schedule, so I can stop downstairs till like 1 o'clock, just after. And the 15 minutes per day is going to be no problem. But, as to code, no. It's my first introduction. I've been having one or two bits and bobs, name, you know, my call sign, things like that. Little mess about with that. I know it, but getting the bits between the dots and the dots and the dits, that's the problem at the moment. I try it and they sort of fade into one, but like I say, no mention of code from myself up until now. And I think the last thing was, have I downloaded everything? I think, yes, everything's been downloaded. It's all on a separate section in my computer and all ready to go. Back to you.
Hey, that's great, Andy. Well, I'll tell you what, you just stick with us, and by the time the 4 weeks are over, you're just going to be screaming Dixie and having all kinds of fun. You know, I particularly appreciate you joining the class here. What is it about, I'm going to guess at this, maybe 11 minutes after midnight over there? You must be a night owl, sir. Over.
No, not so much as that. It's, I don't sleep well. I've got quite a few ailments, and since I do not sleep well at all, so it's quite a few nights when you'll catch me on here 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, so that's the reason why. And Sim say it's finding something to listen to in this time, so to the States and to Canada and all places like that, it's just ideal with them being behind. Back to that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about the inconveniences, but we're sure very pleased to have you with us here tonight and the nights that will be coming, Andy. Thank you, sir. That was K3WAV over in the UK. We're now going to roll over to Texas-wise and pick up Rick, NC5IR. Good evening to you, sir. Rick is joining us as a refresher class number one. He's also going to be one of our backup NCSs for the course, too. We appreciate that. Hello, Rick. Come aboard.
Well, hello, Gordon. This is Rick, NC5IR. Yeah, I've been looking forward to it, and I'm not new, as you just mentioned. I've got the code pretty well memorized. I'm just not very fast at recognizing it and sending it. I had a chance to introduce some Boy Scouts to CW. Yesterday we had a radio merit badge class. About 22 or 23 boys went through and completed it. Had a great time. We also had some local club hams come by and set up some radio stations and tried to do a little bit of the winter field day. So it was an all-day event and great. Got a lot of enthusiasm from the boys, so hopefully I can show them Morse code a little bit more. I do have a HF rigs and an oscillator. The oscillator I haven't found just yet, but it's around here somewhere. I think I can support the 15 minutes and the 2 hours each week. I do have choir practice starting at 7 o'clock on Sundays and 7 o'clock on Tuesday, so that's going to be a bit of a challenge there. But I plan to do the best I can, and I have not downloaded the materials. I tried to do that before class, but I just couldn't find the right email. There were so many of them. But that's the way it is here. So back to you, Gordon, NC5IR.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Very good. Well, thank you, sir. KY6V here for South Cars. And this is the start of the International Morse Code class. It'll be lasting about 4 weeks here on the SCARS server. Rick, you really don't need an email. Just go into our website, voip.southcars.com. Look over on the left sidebar and scroll down to SCARS, S-C-A-R-S, Downloads. And when you get there, click on that, and a page will open up, and then you click on Morse Code Course, and all of the tutorials and information we're talking about will be there. So let me make sure you understand that, and with a nice voice that you have, I suppose that you're a baritone in the chorus. Is that right, sir? Over.
Yes, you are correct. yeah, I was always bass, but I'm trying to do the baritone now and working on it. It's a little bit more difficult for me to pick out those notes, but that's what I'm doing. I'm on that page right now on my laptop. I just have not gotten around to downloading the stuff. So I'll catch up with you guys eventually.
Yeah, you scared the heck out of me when you went soprano on me all of a sudden. Daddy sings bass and Mama sings tenor. Thanks, Rick. W4GOR, George, good evening. I don't have the information in front of me, but it seems to me you're over in about the middle of the state of Florida there, as I recall. George, good evening. Do you need any replay on the questions that we're asking, sir? Over. Okay. George, let's try this one more time, and I can come back to you, sir. You're keying up fine, but we have absolutely, positively, and emphatically no audio. So wiggle your mic cable or something. Try it again, George. Over.
Yeah, how about now, Gordon? That should be better. I'm getting indications that I think I had, and I've got a new headphone set, and I don't think I had the microphone turned on. I'm going to click it back and make sure I'm you're receiving.
You're loud and clear now, George. Headset. I've got one of those too, with the button down on the cord, you know. And if you're not watching what you're doing, you go silent. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and this one, the microphone button is on the side of the earpiece. Anyway, good evening to you, and appreciate your leading us on here. I have very minimal Morris experience. I do have a Kenwood HF unit, and I have a Kent key. And yes, I'm okay on the timing and of the classes and the training, and I believe I have the materials. I have a South Cars download with headed up by you, which of course syllabus. I have another one that says Morse code South Cars downloads, a couple of pages, and another one that's the class revision 8. Is that the complete set of downloads? Back to you.
Yeah, pretty much. There's two or three, as I recall. I don't have it up in front of me here, George, of the CW being displayed with a musical background. If you don't have those, at least take a listen to them. If you're musically inclined at all, it sort of helps. Over.
Yes, sir. I forgot to mention. Yes, I saw those. I saw those, and I've got a folder here with all this. Yes, I have those, and I also have another one that's a on-course or an on-screen virtual code oscillator. So, yes, I have those, and I have listened to them. Back to you, sir.
Okay, George. Sounds like you're in grand shape. I'll mention to you, and I neglected to mention this to Rick, also NC5IR, that since you're both equipped with a HF transceiver, it most likely has a side tone oscillator in it. So if you just plug a key into that transceiver and configure it properly, the side tone oscillator will act as a practice oscillator for you. And if you have the inclination to do so, and we sort of recommend it, if you wire that speaker audio line into the line in input of your sound card, you can create MCW, CW on Echolink. George, over.
Yes, sir. I will endeavor to do that. I do have the I have a Kent key, and I do have it wired up into the into the transceiver. But now what I need to do is run the you're unfortunately you're dealing with an analog guy stuck in a digital world. I'm in my 70s. Run that by me again, what I need to do to hook up the to get code onto the Echolink.
Okay. Well, couple of things you'd have to think about. You'd want to dump your you'd want to run your power level on the transceiver down to zero. Cable the transceiver into a dummy load if you have a dummy load. That way you're not going to be transmitting anything out on the air. As you key your key, the side tone oscillator is going to be heard on your local speaker. So what you do is you run an audio cable simply from the speaker out of the transceiver and to the line input of your sound card. You're going to have to do a little adjusting on audio levels and that kind of stuff. But that's the main take. Now, if you use an external speaker with the transceiver instead of the one that's built in, then I recommend that you put a Y connector into that speaker jack, let one side of the Y go to your local speaker, and the other side of the Y go to your computer, sir. Did that make sense? Over.
Absolutely. I will be trundling on down to the local Radio Shack and pick up a Y connector, and I do have an external speaker, and run that puppy over to the computer. Should have that up and running by Tuesday.
That's good. You know, it's not mandatory to have the computer online for this course, but you'll have an awful lot of fun talking with some of the students and other people, too, on Echolink CW. Thanks, George, and welcome aboard, sir. I'm going to rotate to Syracuse, New York, see how Gary's feeling. He came down with bronchitis here yesterday or the day before. Last report I heard, Gary, that you were feeling a little better, but still lining out on Vicks and that kind of stuff. Gary had CW many, many years ago. He's getting back into that aspect of the mode. He's also going to be one of our NCS backups for this program over the next 4 weeks. And welcome, Gary. Come on and tell us all about it. Over.
Well, thank you, sir. And it's good to be here tonight. It's good to be anywhere tonight. You know, feeling a little better today. I've been sleeping all day. That's really pretty much what I've been doing. I think I actually outslept the cats, and that's a new world record if that's the case. So, but it's helped. So I'm feeling a little better. But it's going to take a couple days to kick this completely. But yes, to answer the questions, you're right. I had gotten up to about 12 to 15 words a minute back in the early 70s, and then I got away from it, and so I wanted to get it back. Obviously, that's why we're here. So I have both the ability to use the side tone generator on my rig. Also, I have a one of those devices that lets you tune in to a CW signal, and it decodes it, and that has a built-in oscillator too, so a little easier just to plug into the back of that thing and use the oscillator in it. I got a brand new Amico straight key for Christmas, so I'm good to go, you know, so I'm going to be looking forward to that. I have not downloaded all the material, although I am familiar with the material that's on the website, and I love the musical piece. I think that is just super cool. So I will be obviously finishing it up. That I didn't get out of bed too much yesterday to even to sit down at a computer. And as far as the time allowed to commit to the course, that's no problem at all. So we'll be definitely there for the practice. That's without a doubt. So I think we're good to go. I'm looking forward to this, and I'd like to see how I end up after the 4 weeks. We'll turn it back to you, sir. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Hey, thanks, Gary. KY6V here for Southcars. You'll do just great. I know the cut of your jib. And you and I will have to talk about that fancy box that automatically decodes code for you and how it can just get way out of whack when you get an old-timer like Bill and I in there with a Navy swing, Bill calls it a banana boat swing. That box just doesn't know what to do. All right, thank you, Gary. I'm going to break with you and pick up Kevin, KC9VAN. Kevin's somewhat of a new ham with us, I think over a year, year and a half, something like that. He's got his general class. He's very interested in getting familiar with the CW mode of our hobby, and we're very pleased to have you, Kevin. Please come aboard and see what you have to say. Over.
Good evening, everyone. I'm a relatively new ham, in like 13, 14 months, so relatively new, and I've only had my general license for since the end of November, so it's a lot of things are still new to me. Don't have an oscillator or the HF rig. That's still on the wish list. Haven't downloaded the material because my between the weekend being busy and the my internet connection being bad, I've been kind of hamstrung. And as for committing to the class, I think I have enough time for the class, but not to get the equipment and stuff together. So I think I am going to be winding up just listening and passively learning rather than being an active participant this time around, unfortunately, because I just can't see how I'm going to be able to put equipment together enough to actually participate fully. So unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to back down and just listen and at least get my feet wet just by listening to the class. So KC9GAN, back to net control.
Okay. Well, don't give up too easy here, Kevin. There's several roads to Rome. If you don't have the practice oscillator, and that's something that is sort of important, because we some of the tips we're going to be talking about here tonight include the use of that device. But you'll find in the downloads, when you get there and get familiar with the tutorials that we have on the website, there are a couple of CW programs in there that creates a virtual CW mode for you right on the computer without using a tone oscillator, and that might be just the answer that you need to keep staying with us. What do you think, Kevin? Over.
That sounds like it could work. It's just that it's going to be a little bit hard with me. I'm going to try my best, but yeah, I think I'm going to be playing catch-up a little bit, trying to get that done, because I'm a little bit behind on a few other things, but I am willing to do the concerted effort, so I'm going to be spending at least tomorrow evening trying to get everything up and running, and hopefully I can slap on my computer and it won't be an issue. So I'll at least try, and hey, I'm going to, even if I can get familiarized with CW this time, that'll be a big help on the way to learning it fully. So we'll see what happens, and I'll try my best to keep up with everybody. So KC9VAN, back to net control.
That's all we can ask, Kevin. You know, give it the college try, and we'll help in any way that we can, or make any alterations in the program that that will help you along. So just stay in tune and keep us posted, Tiger. All right, thank you. I'm going to roll up to West Lafayette, Indiana, and bring Jim aboard, KC9URD. Jim is really taking this class, as I understand it, as a refresher. He was in the CW many years ago and got off the horse and is now getting back on it. Am I reading this correctly, Jim? And good evening to you, sir. Over.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Gordon and the group here this evening from Jim. Name is Jim. It's KC9URD in West Lafayette, Indiana. Yes, you're correct. I actually learned about the Morse code when I was a really young fellow, a little fellow, actually, in the Cub Scouts. Our Cub Scout master was formerly in the Air Force in the WW2 days, and he taught us that. I think I was about 7 when I got my first introduction to it. And we had these little $2 code practice keys you could get. I don't even know if you can find them anymore. They were popular back then. You put a couple of D-cells in them, and you could put a wire, you know, between the two oscillators and go from room to room. And boy, as kids, we just thought that was great to be able to send code to each other. So I learned it back then, and then got into it a little more once I got my general ticket initially, back in 68, I think it was. And I practiced a little bit, and I'm kind of like Gary. I was about at my peak in the 70s there, about 12 to 15 words a minute, and that's kind of where I was. So I knew that there was an old straight, you had the straight key for a while, and then a bug for a little bit, and then finally a keyer for just a very short time. Don't have an oscillator at the moment, so we got to see where we can go, but that's kind of where we are with it, and just sounds like it'd be good to get back in. KC9URD, back in it.
Okay, real good, Jim. KY6V here for South Cars. And anybody that's just tuned in, we're discussing the first class for the International Morse Code, a four-week course put on here for South Cars. Jim, like I mentioned to Kevin, take a look at the visual virtual computer displays that are available for producing code oscillator type operations, since you don't have one at the moment. And that might be an answer to you too. You know, that's very interesting. I taught my youngest son the CW when he was 7 years old also. And I don't really remember. I think that was something like the second grade in grammar school or something like that. And the interesting story about that, and he picked it up very rapidly and was doing very well with it. He got talking some Morse code in class one day, and the teacher says, "Oh, you know Morse code." And she knew Morse code. And they created a tie, Jim, that was everlasting. Over.
Wow, what a story is that. That is quite a story. I bet she was surprised, and I bet he was surprised too. Over.
Yeah, and to the best of my knowledge, he's taking his master's degree right now up in Akron, Ohio. I think they still stay in touch. She was just a real nifty lady. All right, Jim, thank you. I'm going to move it on. WA1NXI, the mayor and governor of the grand state of Maine. Mike joins us as a refresher course tonight. He's been dabbling with CW, having an awful lot of fun. Has recently moved. I don't know if he's got his antennas up or he can really squawk properly at this point. But nice to have you, Mike. Any questions from your end? Any comments, please? Over.
All right, Gordon. No questions, and no, I don't have no antennas up. I do have my rig, and I can send code, and I didn't get material downloaded yet, but I will work on that, and I can definitely put the time into it, the 2 hours a week, and. And I know all the letters and all that. Gordon, my biggest problem is instant recognition. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know if I'll ever get that. I work and work and work at it, but it's coming hard. But I'm going to stick in there and do the best I can with the class here, Gordon. And thanks for having me. WA1NXI, back to class.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to make it tonight, Mike. He developed some computer problems this morning where everything was locking up, nothing was working. And I was fearful that he wouldn't be able to get it straightened out, but he did it, and he's with us here tonight. We might talk, when time permits, privately, Mike, about getting yourself to... read behind the incoming traffic, you know, lagging, and we're going to be talking about this in the course, lag a letter or two, and after you've been doing this for a while, pretty soon you're lagging a word behind, and this really helps in the recognition area also. But we can talk about that, Mike. I'm going to turn the house and point it down to Trinidad Tobago. And welcome Fedner online. He is Niner Zulu 4 Foxtrot November Lima. Signed up with us today for the course. And we're just pleased to have you, Fedner. Do you need to have me read the questions that I am asking the people, or have you got them, sir? And how are you tonight? Over.
Good evening at Control. Niner Zulu 4 Foxtrot November Lima. I don't think I need the questions to be repeated. The first question, am I new at this? Yes, I'm new at the code. Second question, no. I don't have a HF rig, nor do I have an oscillator. Listening to you talking to the guy before, although I don't have an oscillator, I'll try to download the virtual key, and I hope I'll be able to continue the class using that, but I'm really, really interested in doing this class. Secondly, third question, timings, yes. Timings so far will be great for me, right? I will be able to put out that 2 hours a week and 15 minutes a day. And last question, no, right? I didn't get chance. Not as I didn't get chance. I tried earlier on to download the material, but I was getting some problems on my side. I don't know if it's an internet problem or if it's a web page, right? But I was getting some problems trying to download the course material earlier on. I broke around a little after done so. Okay? So that's basically it for me. Thank you for the opportunity to come back on. And I'm going to pass it back to you, Net Control, 9 Zulu 4, Foxtrot, November Lima. Back to you.
Okay. Very good, Fedner, and thank you. KY6V here for Southgarns. I would suggest that you do a little searching on whatever your favorite search site may be, Google or Yahoo or what have you. See what you can find for a practice code oscillator virtually displayed on the computer. I've made a note, guys and gals, here, and I will tomorrow, if not later this evening, do the same search for you guys and gals. And see what I can come up with. The stuff that is on our tutorials for the website is usable. There may be something that is maybe more user-friendly for an axial code oscillator. I don't like this idea of using the keyboard and punching a letter in, and then it's transformed into CW, and you hear it in CW. I'd rather have you find a program, and I'll try and find a program where you can just pounce up and down on one of the keys on the keyboard and make your dots and your dashes, or two keys, whatever it takes, so that you really get the feel of CW and not the keyboard interchange that's being done digitally. All right, Fedner, thank you very much. That's the end of my roll call officially of the people who have registered for the class. Before I go into any other further, I'd like to introduce some of our instructors that are aboard this evening and see if they have any comments before we go further. We also have a couple of renowned individuals that are not actually participating on the instructional side, but we weigh their comments very heavily, and that would be Slav and Bill, one from Canada and one from Russia, that are currently connected. So let me start with Bill, who's got a little bit of flu issues, and it's down in his throat. He sounds a little strange, but you're still Q5 copy, Bill. Any comments, sir? W4DFP, please. Over.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and everybody on this wonderful South Coast program. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not speaking too well, but that's another reason to learn CW, I guess. If you ever get in a fix like this, go to CW. Well, yeah, this is a great program. I must confess that I didn't learn CW as an amateur radio operator. Most of the folks here are learning because they have a desire to learn. And I was introduced to CW because I was motivated by the fact that I needed a job. I was in the Coast Guard, and I just got sick as a dog working as a seaman. Got a chance to go to radio school, and I just wasn't going to quit. And of course, they went every day and tried to drive you crazy until you learned 35 words a minute. And so I did that as before I got my amateur radio license. And I guess I say that because once you learn CW some, I think it's good if you're motivated by listening on HF, listening to the fun you can have, and be really motivated to increase your speed, and do that by the same way I did it. I think is probably the best way. Go to 1AW, W1AW. and listen to code speed that you can't copy. You absolutely cannot copy that fast. If you're 15 words a minute, say, go to 20, 25 words a minute, and just struggle like crazy to copy that. And before you know it, you'll go down just a notch and be able to copy it like crazy. So anyway, motivation is a big thing. You have to, after this course is over, I would suggest you get out there on HF, Straight Key Century Club, some other places, and of course, never forget W1AW, and be motivated to just go to higher levels. Anyway, I'm hoarse now. So, Gordon, back to you. Appreciate you calling on me. This is W4DFP.
Yeah, thanks for that, Bill. KY6V here. Hey, two quick questions, and I've been meaning to ask you this for a long time. Is the prerequisite that you don't get out of radio school and the Coast Guard until you're qualified at 35? That's question number one. Question number two, how many weeks are involved in the course normally, or was when you went through it, Bill? Over.
Well, the CW portion, I believe, was 6 weeks. 6 weeks every day, sitting behind a typewriter. That's another thing. I didn't even know how to type. And they put a typewriter in front of you, and you had to do it by touch type. And then put the headphones on, and for 6 weeks every day for, I don't know, several hours, they'd be throwing CW at you that you couldn't copy. And you'd have to try to copy it. And that was about 6 weeks. And yes, you couldn't graduate. You couldn't get your radio operator insignia if you wasn't able to send and receive 35 words a minute. But, you know, after I got through that and then finally got a radio operator's license, once you feel comfortable with CW, well, it's an awful lot of fun, and I've been having a lot of fun through the years. And so, I hope that answers your questions, Gordon. Over.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, I guess I've got one more. I don't want to hold the class up here, but if you've got to be a pounding poi, that's a Hawaiian term for jumping up and down on the horse. At 35, did they allow you upgrade to a semi-automatic key, or did you have to roll the gap down so tight and run on your nerves and use a straight key at 35? Over.
Oh, no. I used a Vibraplex. And, as a matter of fact, my wife bought me a Vibraplex, a nice one. But, no, you could, no, at 35 words a minute, that's hard to do with a hand, a straight key, but I guess some guys do it. I don't know, but I never could. Over.
Yeah, sometime I'll tell you a story about it. I did it just to put down a Navy radioman that thought he was hotshot using his Chief's Vibraplex. But it doesn't last. I mean, it's not anything that you can really do forever. All right, Bill, thank you very much. Honey and cinnamon, sir. And we'll catch you downstream. Let me turn up to Connecticut WQ1I. Any comments, Paul? And how are you feeling, Tiger? Over.
Hey, Gordon, WQ1I here, Danbury, Connecticut. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good. I think taking all those vitamins I told you about and drinking a lot of fluids and sleeping for about 36 hours did the trick. So I'm raring to go. And, the only comments I have is to say that and I'm sure many of you have heard this story before, but when I first got my ticket, you had to learn CW in order to be able to get on the air. And I did it just because I had to, not because I wanted to. But much to my surprise, I loved it and enjoyed it very much, and it's still my favorite mode to this day. It's just a heck of a lot of fun. It's a wonderful way of communicating. and it suits me because, you know, I'm not one of these guys who necessarily has a whole lot to say anyway, especially to total strangers. So by the time you pass your call signs and give the report on the weather and what radio you're running, heck, you know, 20 minutes are up, and it was a nice queue, so bye, see you later. Let me drop it for a second. So it's very enjoyable, and I found Bill's comments very interesting about listen to something that's too fast for you to copy. And that's even how they taught him in the Navy. Never thought about trying that. But I do enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and if I can learn it, anybody can learn it. It's just a matter of whether you want to or not. And I was definitely motivated. So that's my story, sir, and I'm sticking with it. KY6VWQ1I back to net.
Very good. Thank you, Paul. KY6V here for South Cars. Well, I'm very pleased that you're getting back into the saddle properly after the bug department. And guys and gals, I mentioned this earlier, but Paul is my backup this evening. Should I go down in flames and get shot off the quarterdeck? And he will be riding with us also Tuesday evening. Thanks, Paul. I'm going to run over to Russia, 300 miles south of Moscow, and see if Slav is still with us. He has really been the cat's pajamas to come in here with us tonight because, you know, it's, I guess, almost, 4 o'clock in the morning? No, 8 and 9 be 5 o'clock in the morning? And I think we started something like maybe at 3 or 4 your time. Slav, would you like to come in and say hello and thank you for being the man that you are? UA3QGN, please. Over.
Okay, Roger. Good evening, South Cars. I'm sorry, it's not very frequently I can say good evening because usually it's evening here and afternoon over there, and now it's morning here and evening out across the Atlantic. So I'm pleased to say good evening. And yes, I'm listening to, with great attention, great interest, listening to all comments and all the information. And I would like to say that CW mode is my favorite. And I would like to say a couple of words about how I started to learn CW. And it actually was a very long time ago, but I still love it. And will probably use it on HF bands soon. I mean, I still traveling with with my antenna. Okay, what I would like to mention that when I started to learn CW, there were no computers, and I have to use only my tape recorder. I tried to start at home alone, no computers, no courses, no trainers or tutors. Just used my tape recorder to, first I used my key to record the sentence of dots and dashes, and then I listened to it, and so I started that way, but now it's much more useful to use computers and the courses like this. Just a minute. So I think you guys are going to start it or refresh it. Well, you have a lot of nice equipment to help you. And I would like to say that, well, to give you just a little advice, perhaps, that if somebody starts, don't try to increase the speed rapidly. Some people are trying to do it, but it's not very good. It's much better to keep on moving slowly, not very quickly. I mean, the speed will come, and it will be much more interesting when your transmission is nice. And I'd like to mention again also that there are not only on ACM, but CW, you can use CW even here on Echolink system. I met several stations, for instance, from India. They told me that they use CW every day, and it's interesting for them, so you can use it. And by the way, I'm using now my MP3 player as an oscillator. I connected to the Fox Tango 60 little AC radio, my MP3 player, and used only just a handle, the key is just normal key, not the electronical key, but the electronical key is for high speed, low speed, doesn't need it, I think. And to start, probably it's better to use normal key. Well, that's perhaps my advice, and I would like just to say to all people present that thank you very much for this nice event. Last days, not many people trying to start CW, but it's the way, the door to the magic world, I'd rather say. So thank you, and I will be present, and it will be interesting to listen to the courses. So good luck to all present. This is UA3QGN, Slav from Russia.
Well, very well said, Slav, and thank you, sir. KY6V here for South Cars. I loved your comment, the magic door. It's also a tunnel that reestablishes how we all got started, guys and gals. You know, in the beginning, it was dots and dashes before they figured out how to modulate this and modulate that. So thank you, Slav, and appreciate again you getting up in the wee hours of the morning over there. And this course will be running for about 4 weeks. I hope you can come back and join us as often as you can. I'm going to break with you and pick up Bill, a good friend to South Cars. Bill has been an instructor for us for a long time, particularly in the classes that we hold for the different levels of examinations. A key person out of Canada, and I'd like to hear his comments and let him say what he wants to say to the class also. VE3MEW, hope you're still with us, Bill. KY6V, over.
Good evening, Gordon, everybody that's logged in there. I'll try to be as cheerful as I can. I'm just a little tad disgruntled here tonight. We were without power for about a little over 7 hours here today. A main feeder line to the south of us went down. Just down the road here, about half a mile. So a 44,000 volt line coming into the bottom end of the city here, and pretty well shut the whole town down. And so they just got that nicely fixed, and then up here around the corner from me, they turned the power back on, and a big switch of some kind off the side of the road caught fire, and a wire came down across the road, and so there went the power again. Oh boy, oh boy. Lots of fun and excitement here in Peterborough today. Anyhow, we Marjoline went out for supper. We had supper out tonight, but nice to have power back. At least we're going to be warm tonight. That's a good thing. And nice to be able to join you guys with this class. And I look forward to it. I'll be here for, who knows, I can always learn new things. And if I can input anything to the group, I'll be happy to do so. Not likely that I will. But no, as far as the CW, and I like Slav's comment about the magic world. And I'm not an avid contester, but I do like to participate in a contest from time to time. And if you have any knowledge of contests, you know that you can, if you can do a little bit of CW and make some contact that way, you can virtually easily double your score, and it can very quickly rack up some good contact if you can run a little bit of CW. I'm not the most greatest TW guy in the world. I can trottle along about 10 or 12 words a minute now, and that's about where I am. Here in Canada, many years ago, you had to learn CW to get your amateur radio license. There was no choice in the matter. The first license was 5 words a minute, and the second advanced license was 12 words a minute. Now, of course, that's no longer a requirement, but there's been a renewed interest in Canada here, around Peterborough. We got a number of people that are using the Just Learn Morse program on the computer to help out. And there's been a renewed interest in it here in our local community among the hams here. So I have a Rag Chew Award from W1AW up there for CW. I also got the W1AW 10 word per minute certificate. So, but that's nothing to get too excited about. But I got my feet wet, got me involved, and it used to be nice to go on 40 meters there and rag chew and chew the fat on CW for long, long periods of time. It was really fun. Using a straight key into my, I have a straight key I can run into my Acer FT950 here. And there's other possibilities that are available here. But anyway, I'll be riding along with you guys and see what I can learn and enjoy myself. And if there's anybody locally that I can come across here in Peterborough that I can talk into getting interested, we'll bring them along too. So back to you, sir, and thank you very much, and you all the best. VE3MEW.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bill. KY6V here for South Cars with VE3MEW up there in Peterborough, Canada. Yeah, if you have anybody that's interested, bring them aboard. You know, we record all of these sessions, and even if they come in a little bit later in the program, they have the material there that they can back up on and grab their arms around. But by all means, Bill, if you have any comments as we go along here, please jump in and set the place on fire. All right, guys and gals, what I'm going to do now, I see that we're already rolled into the second hour, and I don't want to keep you here too late. We're trying to get these programs and these classes to go for an hour. It's going to be a little longer tonight because of the introductions and so on and so forth. I'm going to go over some material very quickly for you that I want you to think about, tell you what you can expect for the Tuesday class at 7 o'clock. And then we'll take one more rapid-fire roll call for any comments or questions before we close here this evening. So this is KY6V for South Cars. This is the International Morse Code class, class number one, out of the 8 that we'll have over a 4-week period. I'm going to drop things for a moment to retime everybody's timer, and then I'll pick up with some tips that I'd like to parley here this evening. Stand by one, please. All right, KY6V here. Here are some tips that I'm going to throw at you very quickly. If you have any questions on them, we can amplify in more detail. First, memorize the alphabet and numbers 1 through 0. Second, use your code oscillator to practice sending these characters. Now, some of us on board this evening don't have a code practice oscillator. We'll see if we can't find some kind of a virtual alternate for you, and I hope that you'll also look as well. Next comment is use a newspaper or a magazine article to practice sending this text. You know, I don't care what it is. Pick out a paragraph out of some article in a magazine or the newspaper and send it. Now, the tip here is that if you record it, you have a built-in recorder on your Echolink program, you can use that, or if you have a tape recorder, you can use that. Record your sending into this recording device, and then play it back and see if you can copy it. Great practice. Use your HF receiver to listen to on-air ham transmissions. Bill mentioned 40 meters. It's a great band to do that. Lower end of 40. Pick a station that's sending at the speed that you're somewhat comfortable with and just sit back and listen and decode it. Lower end of 20 meters is a good band for this. Lower end of 75 meters if you've got an HF receiver. So keep that in mind. Next point, practice a minimum of 15 minutes a day faithfully. Don't let it get away from you every day. If you normally do it in the morning and you miss the morning, get it in the afternoon or the evening. If you're fortunate enough to set your schedule up where you can do 15 minutes in the morning, and then again another 15 minutes in the evening, that's going to give you 30 minutes. And that's really going to plant it for you and keep you going in this class and getting you where you want to be. When you're driving, look at street signs, stop signs, billboards. Mentally and verbally put that sign into code. Even the license plates in the car in front of you. You know, stop sign. Did-a-dit-da. Did-a-dit-da-da-dit. You know, the people watching you driving are going to say you're crazy, but hey, it's a great way to learn. Make this fun. You know, put some humor into it while you're practicing. Actuate the positive, negate the negative, put some music into your voice, and put some swing into your CW verbally. Example, the question mark is did-a-da-da-did-it. Two dots, two dashes, and two dots. Just simply turn that whole baby around and say, diddy, dum, dum, diddy. And you're going to have some fun. You're going to learn it at the same time. You will always find you can send faster than you can receive. And the question is why? Because you know what you are sending. Let me buy a timer break here for everybody. Okay, KY6V, when learning to receive, do not print, guys and gals. Do not print. I learned this from my father, and he was a crackerjack CW operator. If you're printing, you're going to be unable to stay up with it when the pace gets higher. So don't start out with printing, and it's just going to cause you trouble downstream. Learn to copy incoming text by lagging behind by first one character, then two, and finally a full word. I mentioned this to Mike earlier. This will become a natural to you as your ability increases. You'll find in time that in most cases, you'll know and recognize the incoming word when you've heard or just copied the first, you know, two or three characters of the word. This does not work all the time, guys and gals, for the sender may make this word plural by adding an S, or you may put an IES or something else on the end of it, so stay alert. Practice, practice, practice. But limit your daily practice. Don't try to force yourself to continue beyond an hour. 30 minutes is good for most. But do not go below 15 minutes a day. I'm going to repeat that. Do not go below 15 minutes a day. Let me buy a nickel. Remember that the mind gets tired. Frustration starts to build. Disappointment within yourself is the end result. Know when to walk away from it. If your available time will support, you know, try the 15 minutes in the morning and again the 15 minutes at night. And this itself gives you 30 minutes for a day and is a good rate for you getting where you want to be. Use the code translator and practice tests found in your download class material. Very important. Become familiar with the sound, the spacing, the flow, etc. Play with the different speeds available just to get an understanding how things sound and work. If you are musically inclined to have a good sense of beat, you know how to tap your foot in rhythm to a good song, try learning the alphabet by listening to some of the downloads offered in the class material. The assignment for tonight is for each of you to learn and memorize the first 10 characters. Guys and gals, please spend your time either later tonight or tomorrow in familiarizing and trying to memorize the first 10 alphabetic characters. Do so in two groups of five, A, B, C, D, E, and then F, G, H, I, J. And there's a reason for that, and you're going to learn this in a second class. In our Tuesday class, we will be asking each of you to pronounce verbally in code one of these letters picked in random. So remember, it's not a dot and a dash. Remember, it's a dit and a dot, or it's a tida, or dadit is the way that it's officially pronounced. Let me buy another nickel. I'm trying to wrap this up rapidly. We're 9 minutes into the second hour, and I don't want to hold you too long. On Tuesday, we'll be assigning for memorization the remaining 16 characters in the alphabet. So if you feel comfortable in going beyond tonight's assignment of 10 characters, feel free to do so. Starting with this coming Tuesday's class, this class and those to follow will include a message to you sent in the International Morse Code. We will ask you to copy or record this message, and at your timing, but before the next scheduled class, we would ask you to send to us the decoded copy via email at our standard address of VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com. This will give us a chance to see how you're progressing and further give us some insight as to how we may be able to help you further. Now, by intention, this course is set to a code speed of 10 words a minute. We believe this is a good starting point for a beginner. By allowing yourself to start at this level will aid you greatly in the future. I will say that, however, this is not cast in stone, and if the majority feels that they would like or prefer to start at a slower speed, we can do so. I would ask each of you to listen to your code translator at various speeds and give us your recommendations. Let me buy another nickel. KY6V for SASCARS. This course is designed to have fun, but it's also designed to learn. So if you promise yourself to practice a minimum of 15 minutes a day, memorize the material offered, stay in step with the suggestions offered, we can have you comfortable and talking on code by the end of these class sessions. That's only 4 weeks and 8 class sessions. If you stay close to the pulse and live up to your promise, we're going to be okay. So at this point, I want to make a rapid roll call. Let's make the transmission short. I'm only going to call on the enrollees at this point for any questions that have not been covered. Put your hat on, take shoes off. Tuesday night, we really go to work. K6SUN, anything from you, Kathy? Over.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and actually, no, Gordon, I've been listening. Great session tonight, but, you know, versus listening to me, I would actually like you to call on Terrence, who has been listening tonight. He's been away from him for us a long time, and I'd like you to just say hi to him. Maybe he can say hi to you as well. But I'm okay. I will be there Tuesday, and hopefully have a great week. Back to you, K6V, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
I can do that, Kathy. Thank you. I didn't notice that Terrence had snuck aboard. It looks like he's on his iPhone. KJ4ZMV, better known as the Louisville Slugger, who has moved slightly out of town. Terrence, you want to say hello, over?
Well, top of the good evening to you, Gordon. Top of the good evening to you, Kathy, Mike, Paul, Sla. Man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, guys. It's good to hear you guys out there, and I've been studying, so busy around here, doing a lot of things around the house, and actually moved to a different location, not in Kentucky anymore. I'm about maybe 10 miles north of the Ville. That's what we call Louisville. I'm actually over in Clarksville, Indiana. Brought some property over this way, and trying to continue the studies. But you guys are sounding good as always, and I'm not going to tie it up either, but I just wanted to say hello to everyone, and I haven't forgotten about you guys. I've just been studying so hard trying to get that master's degree, and it's rough, but we're doing it. And so I'm going to hand it back to you guys. Back to you, Gordon, KY6V, KJ4Z, Mike Victor.
Hey, didn't know about the master's. That's great. What are you specializing in, Terrence? Over.
Yeah, Roger on that one. It's human resources, you know, clerical stuff, office work, and that kind of thing. You know, it's really interesting. You know, that's the job field that I'm actually in now anyway, so it kind of like works out on my behalf to, you know, it helps me out as far as advancement on my job. So, but we're working on the master's, yeah, Roger?
Hey, we're going to have to talk about that. That's great, Terrence. When you get through this course, let's talk. I want to get a good answer on how to get a voluntary organization working productively. Over. Human resources, that is.
Hey, Roger, that Gordon, be more than happy to elaborate, man. Oh, my goodness. But it's good to hear you guys out here. It's been a minute. You know, I'm still into the radio and, you know, got a couple antennas up, you know, in the meantime, you know, a couple vertical antennas, and, yeah, trying to do a little bit of DXing, you know. Not too much into the Morse code thing, but a little bit of PSK31, you know, that's what we've been doing over here. But it's good. It's good to hear you guys, and I'm going to be coming around more often, and hopefully we can get back into the swing of things again. KY6B, KJ4, so you might Victor back to you.
Okay. Well, you pat that pooch on the head and give your bride a hug, and it's certainly our honor to have you back, Terrence, and don't be so conspicuous by your absence, Tiger. All right, we're going to break with you. I'm going to try and roll this roll call just as quickly as I can so that we don't tie anybody up. We're 16 minutes into the second hour. KW4LCB, George, I called you earlier and understood that you had a house full of company. Are you with us, sir? Any comments? Over. Well, I guess I'll just have to catch up with him tomorrow and find out what's going on. M3WAV, Andy, Mr. UK, come aboard. Oh, no. Come on, Andy. You didn't go to sleep on us, did you? Mike Free, Whiskey Alpha Victor, in the UK. KY6V calling. Any comments, sir? Over.
3WAV.
I think we were doubling, Andy. Try it again, sir. I apologize. Over.
Yes, I was saying that, yes, a lot of it's gone over my head tonight, but like I said, I'm in for the long haul. I wanted to try it, wanted to get to learn it. So I'm going to be into it, knees deep, hands deep, and whatever. So, yes, fully aboard. Listen to everything you said. Took quite a lot of it in, and hope to be here on the next evening, and we'll be having the 15 minutes plus either day trying to learn the first 10 letters. Back to you, M3WAV, back to Matt.
Okay, Andy, try and learn those in groups of five, the 10 letters. And there's a reason for that. Some of the class material is going to be in five-letter code. So there's a reason for asking you to learn in the groups. It just is going to make things easier for you. Thank you, Andy. How about you, David? W3JDH, please. Over.
Thank you, Gordon. Very interesting first night. I have two questions. You said do not print, so I'm assuming your suggestion is lowercase cursive. If that's correct, great. And secondly, you talked about a recorded message. I'm wondering what method you're going to use to send that, whether it's something that I need to get a little digital sound recorder, a little Sony recorder, because I can't do it with my phone while I'm using the phone as my method to connect through the Echo Link. Or are you going to send a digital email message? Back to you, KY6D, W3JDH.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Dave. I neglected to really comment on that. This year, guys and gals, hang on just a minute. Okay, I just saw an incoming email here from our main server guru up there in Michigan. I thought it might be important, but it's something that can wait. Dave, I was going to mention, these recordings, guys and gals, this year are going to be done a little differently. First of all, we're going to air them right here on the class on the SCARS server. You have the option of using your Echolink recorder to record that and then decode it. You have the option of decoding it as you hear it coming over the air. Or better yet, as these class announcements come out in email fashion, the recordings for those test tapes will be implanted as an attachment on those emails. So you can download it from there, you can record it from Echolink, you can record it live off air. So that's the way we're going to be handling that. My comment of printing or using longhand is if you're using a pencil, a pen, and a piece of paper, Dave. If you're using a mill, now that dates me, you know, a typewriter, a computer with a keyboard. I don't care. You can set it in uppercase and roll it or lowercase. It doesn't make any difference there. But if you're using pencil and paper, if you start off printing, you're going to have a heck of a time when you get up around 30, 35 words a minute, Dave. Over.
I wasn't sure whether or not this was a timing issue or a, you know, it takes longer to make a capital H than it does a lowercase h, I guess, as an example. Or a lowercase n as opposed to a capital N. I guess what you're saying is use the lowercase because it's quicker to get it down on paper. Is that correct? Over.
Well, I'd have to experiment with it. I didn't think there was that much of a difference between caps and lower if you're using a keyboard. What I was trying to say, if you don't have a typewriter, you do not have a computer, and you're using a tablet, you know, a piece of paper, and you're writing it down with a pencil, don't print it. Use longhand, or you're going to get lost at higher speeds, David. Over.
Okay, well, I guess when you say print, you're talking about the way anybody writes anymore. The teaching of cursive in school has almost been eliminated. So I've been using pencil and paper since day one when I started learning code, and some of my letters are capitals and some of them are lowercase just because that's kind of the way I end up writing a lot of other things. So I didn't know whether or not there's a timing issue that cursive is quicker than printing. I guess that's what I think you're saying. Over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I learned that at a very young age. You know, again, my father was a crackerjack CW operator, and in his heyday, he was doing 80 words a minute or better. And he taught me right off the get-go, don't print. To print each letter as to allow the hand to flow in cursor is a lot faster. So it's just word to the wise. If you're a good typist, Dave, and it's a good thing to start off with using the typewriter or the keyboard computer, you know, combination. I can tell you a quick story here that I was an excellent typist when I went into the Navy. And although I was filling an electronic technician bill, they found out I knew the code and they got me setting radio watches. And I had never combined the typewriter, or the mill as it's called, with the receiving of CW. I either did it in my head or I wrote it out on a piece of paper. And that extra step of getting your mind to coordinate to the right fingers at the right time to maintain the right speed takes a little association. So if you're starting off from scratch and you're a typist, why go that route? Otherwise, don't print, David. Over.
Well, thank you for that explanation. Just for the fun of it today, I was trying to do some practice on the G4FON, and I've been using pencil and paper and lowercase cursive. And just to see how it would go utilizing the keyboard, and I can, I'm a hunting and a pecker kind of a keyboard guy, it was a nightmare. I mean, it really came to a screeching halt very quickly, because by the time I thought of the letter, I could have written it down. Now I'm looking for it on the keyboard, and by then the next letter's here. So I will just continue to use what works for me, and that's lowercase cursive, and it sounds like I figured it out on my own. Over.
Yeah, whatever gets you to Rome. Okay, Dave. Thank you very much. NC5IR, Rick, you still with us? Any comments, please? Over. You may be singing with the chorus. November Charlie 5, India Romeo. One more call. Rick, you still with us, sir? Okay, I have a negative on that one. W4GOR, how about you, George? Any comments?
Yeah, I was just going to reiterate my Elmer. And I, as I said, I have very limited experience with code, but just hanging around with my Elmer, who was a code operator on a B-17 during World War II, and listening to him in his shack, and we would be carrying on a conversation. He had a one-ear headset and a typewriter, a mill, an old Underwood. And he would be clacking away, and I'd stop him, and I'd say, "What did that guy say?" And he said, "Wait a minute, I'll have to click up the roll." He'd roll the platen up, look at the paper, and he'd tell me what he. I mean, it was just like going in his ear and right out in his fingers. And he was like your dad; he was super fast. And you didn't mention it, but I'm sure it was the same when you were in the Navy. The code, like he said, well, you had to learn it pretty accurately, because they sent the all the messages were in five-letter code, and he said, if I copied down the wrong letter, we might end up bombing London instead of someplace in Germany. Anyway, it's been an interesting evening, and I'm really looking forward to joining this part of the exploration into amateur radio, and I'll switch it back to the net. This is W4GOR.
Yeah, interesting comments, George. You know, my father worked for some period of time with Press Wireless overseas type stuff, all CW communication. I have seen that guy reading a newspaper. Incoming signal comes in, he reaches over the key and says, "Go ahead." And that guy would finish reading the article that he was reading, put out the cigarette that he was smoking, put his fingers down on the typewriter, and not miss a letter. And these guys were really pouring it on speed-wise. Okay, thanks, George. RMO, hope you didn't go back to sleep. Gary, KY6V, over.
Gary, KY6V, over.
I'm here. It's a little different when you got this iPad, and it's like, if you press the wrong thing, it goes crazy. No, I didn't go back to sleep, and it's the only comment that I really have, and there's been some really super suggestions tonight about you know, memorizing the alphabet. And it's funny, because as I was sitting here, I was playing it back in my head, you know, what do I remember right now, you know, and the same thing with the numbers and what have you. So it's just a matter of, and you're right, I feel good. I feel very confident, because I know from my previous experience that it was practice, you know, and all of a sudden that little lightning bolt comes down and says, "Hey, man, you know, you're doing 10 words a minute, or you're doing 12 words a minute, or whatever, you know." And it's the more you practice, the better you get. So I think that's the whole thing for me, or for anybody else that's taking this right now. It's just
pay attention and persevere, and it's all going to come out all right. At least that's the way I'm feeling right now. So we'll send it back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Well, that's the key. You know, you're going to hear this through the course a number of times, that it's not the course, and it's not the way that it's presented. It's the enthusiasm, it's the stick-to-iveness of you out there that are in the course. And if you keep practicing on a regular basis, don't let a day go by without doing something on it. And that something should be a minimum of 15 minutes. You're going to get there, and I'll guarantee that. Thanks, Gary. KC9VAN. Kevin, any comments, please, sir? Over.
Good evening, all. Again, not much to comment. Still looking for that virtual oscillator. I followed a couple that suggested in the text box, but I don't know if it's just me or the computer, but I haven't gotten them to work yet, but I'm going to continue on, and hopefully I'll find something that works. But anyway, looking forward to Tuesday's class, KC9DN back to net.
Yeah, I've got a note here, too, Kevin. I'll take a look at that in the morning, see if I can come in with any suggestions for you guys that don't have oscillators on Tuesday night. Again, I'm fixed in my mindset that I'd like to find a program that's available where you can tap on a key of the keyboard and not a particular key that transforms, you know, like you hit the K and it turns it into CW. I want to get it into a dot and dash configuration. That's the only way you're going to learn. Thanks, Kevin. How about Mr. Lafayette up there in Indiana, KC9URD? Any comments, Jim?
Well, it's certainly been interesting this evening. Some good stories. I didn't know there'd be so many, actually. And, wow, that was, I think the gentleman's name was Bill, the one that was the radio operator at 35 words a minute. That was, that's really something. So I'm glad to get back into this. Who said that CW is dead or anything like that? It sounds like it's still quite alive. And so I'm going to see what I can figure out in the way of an oscillator. I've got the virtual things may or may not be accessible with a screen reader, so I'm going to just see what I can find, and we'll certainly do what we can to get in there and have a listen to the course material if we can get to that. And it sounds like it should be fun. KC9URD, back to net.
Okay. Very good, Jim. I hope Earlene's running around in the background on this, too. We'd like to get her into this aspect of the hobby as well, because she has progressed so very, very nicely. Thanks, Jim. WA1NXI, Mr. Main, any comments?
No, Gordon, I'm pretty well all set and roaring to get started again, so I'll see everybody Tuesday, and I guess I'll let it go at that. Just say a quick hello to Terrence. And, good first night. Glad I made it. WA1NXI, back to net.
Yeah, wasn't that nice having Terrence aboard? You're going to have to get on his back and have him become more of a regular than he has been lately. I know he's been busy. Thanks, Mike. How about down there in the islands, Fedner, Niner Zulu 4, Foxtrot, November Lima. Any comments, sir?
Hey, thank you for the opportunity to come back at Control, 9 Zulu 4, Foxtrot, November Lima. I've been a pretty interesting evening so far, right? I'm really anxious to start on Tuesday. Hope I don't disappoint you guys, okay? As I say, I'm a newcomer to the to the code, okay. For the guy there who have the iPad, he could look up this Morse-it, right? It's a really cool program for iPhone and iPad, right? When I downloaded it, it was like it was free. Another time I checked, it was 99 cents. So most of my courses is 99 cents. Actual key, you can tap your screen, right? So the guy with the iPad, Morse-it. Long ago, about a year back, About 2 years back, they have one or two programs for the Windows where you can use spacebar and tap. Can't get any more fun. Gonna dig up to see if I get it back. What I know, it was hell to find at the beginning. Okay, so that's for the guys who are listening. It have it in the Windows, and for person running iPads, it'll morse it. So thank you. Come back, net control, back to you.
All right, thank you, sir. I've written that down. I'll look at it. Morse.it. 99 cents. You know, favorite slogan of hams is free or better. But that's certainly not out of reach. We'll take a look. Thank you, sir. All right. Of the group of instructors, that's DFP, Q1I, anything out of Russia, QGN, MEW. Any comments before we close, gentlemen? Over.
Okay, this is UAP QGN. Perhaps a couple of words about CW. I would like to say that CW probably can allow people to communicate even if they do not know languages. I mean, if there is a language barrier, it is easily overcome with CW code, because CW uses some codes, short words, for transmitting the whole sentences, and it's make it easier to communicate. Perhaps that's the command from Russia, because not many people in Russia knows English properly. And CW allows them to communicate with your guys over there across the Atlantic, because you are all DX for us, DXs for us, and it's interesting to communicate in CW, and it's not very easy to do the same in single-sided band or other modes, perhaps. So, thank you for the interesting idea to start the courses. For South Coast, and this is UA3QGN from Russia, and 73 to everybody.
Alright, thanks, Slav. Looking at the clock here, I don't know if you have time to get back into bed and sleep a little bit before you have to start tomorrow's day. But we appreciate you being there, and I liked your comment about it being a common language. All right, first of all, I want to apologize for running this 40 minutes into the second hour tonight. It's been healthy. We are going to try and endeavor to keep each of our classes to around an hour or a few minutes over, but not much, so that we don't bite too much into each of your individual time schedules. I would ask you to think about one thing, please. And we will be discussing this on Tuesday's class. The Super Bowl here in the United States, the football game, is scheduled to play on February 3rd. Now, February 3rd is obviously one of our class dates. It's my understanding that the game will start around 6:30 in the evening, and of course our class starts at 7. That being the case, I would ask you to consider what we should do here on the class date. Should we just close it out, not have one on the 3rd? I'm not asking for answers tonight, but I will on Tuesday. What is your preference? We can not run the class and just tack it on to the end of the four-week period. If there are enough people that want to attend it on the 3rd, that is the class, we can run that and use our recording that will be posted on the website for those that are watching the game or have other things that need to be done that night, catch up by using the course. So please think about it, and we'll run it around the barnyard here Tuesday night. Good night, everybody. This has been South Cars. This has been the International Morse Code class, first class of the session for 2013. We have a lot of other classes once the code is over that will be going through the year, technician class, general, and extra. And we hope that you'll ride with us as your interests fall into place. So with that, I'm going to turn the South Car server back to normal use and abuse. And thank you, one and all. And we'll see you Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. KY6V, and the net is now closed.
Okay.